Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO. I'm Dr. Teresa Carmody, assistant professor in UNO's Writers Workshop and author of A Healthy Interest in the Lives of Others, joining you to review 15 Dogs by Andre Alexis, published by the Canadian gem Coach House Books and newly released this fall in a 10th anniversary edition with a foreword by Eileen Miles. The novel opens with a bet between two Greek gods, Hermes and Apollo, who are sharing drinks at the Wheat Sheaf Tavern in Toronto. "I wonder," said Hermes, "what it would be like if animals had human intelligence." "I'll wager a year's servitude," said Apollo, "that animals, any animal you choose, would be even more unhappy than humans are if they had human intelligence." The bet is on, with the understanding that even if one of the creatures dies happy, Hermes has won, even though, as Apollo notes, the best lives sometimes end badly, and the worst sometimes end well. Ah, so we already encounter one of the novel's questions: what makes a good life? Outside, the first creatures they encounter are 15 dogs at a nearby veterinary clinic. The dogs are changed, and 15 Dogs, the book, becomes a gripping and wondrous meditation on consciousness, behavior, meaning-making, and language itself. The dogs create as a pack their own language, and one, a mutt named Prince, begins to compose poetry, which delights some of the dogs but inexplicably infuriates several others. One dog seeks God or for some divine being, while another dog, a resourceful and conniving beagle, is selfishly manipulative and thus uses his new intelligence well. Several dogs want to return to their quote-unquote dog ways, resisting their own change. But the transformation has happened, and Alexis lets us see how painful and destructive it can be to fight one's own evolving nature or to refuse the fullness of one's being. Look, listener, I love dogs and I love observing human behavior. And one of the great pleasures of this novel is how Alexis writes characters who remain fully dog. They're driven by scent, sound, a pack instinct, yet who also carry a new awareness of time, emotion, abstract thought. They become self-conscious beings, some more than others, which raises a whole constellation of questions about what makes us human, what part of a person is personality, what part is intelligence, what part is simply instinct or inherited desire. At its heart, 15 Dogs is a philosophical novel propelled by real narrative tension. And of course, we care what happens to these dogs. It's easy to see why the book won the Scotiabank Giller Prize, the Rogers Writers Trust Fiction Prize, and Canada Reads. Andre Alexis, born in Trinidad, raised in Canada, is the author of numerous works of fiction, including his recent story collection, Other Worlds. And 15 Dogs is one of the best books I've read all year, wise, surprising, deeply moving. And I wonder, dear listener, if you might even find the original first edition tucked away at one of Omaha's gems, the La Used Bookstore, Jackson Street Books. This is Dr. Teresa Carmody with the UNO's Writers' Workshop and Between Two Covers on KVNO Arts Today.